The Chilista Regional Native Corporation is trying to get rid of its former chairman, and it's not entirely clear why. Board members accuse Colonel Wayne Don of threatening Chilista's CEO and violating the corporation's code of conduct. They voted to publicly censure him last week. Don and his attorney tell a very different story, one that involves the Me Too movement and a CEO's slow response. KYUK's Teresa Katsarilis has more.
In a press release last week, Chilista's board of directors accused Colonel Wayne Don of interfering with an internal investigation, improperly issuing orders to Chilista employees, and threatening Chilista CEO Andrew Guy. The allegations came as a surprise to many of Don's supporters. Born and raised in McCoryuk, Don is a well-respected colonel in the Alaska Army National Guard. He says all three of the allegations against him never happened, which is why he won't resign.
You know, why would somebody subject themselves to this when they otherwise have a positive, very good reputation, other than the fact that, you know, my convictions and my sense of service and duty to what I was elected to?
Here's what Don claims actually happened. In 2017, when Don was still serving as the board's chairman, he says Chilista was conducting an internal investigation into one of its employees. Don would not elaborate on the nature of that investigation, but his attorney, Sam Fortier, did.
An employee had engaged in basically a rather significant Me Too moment, in fact, a series of moments.
Fortier says the Chilista employee had repeatedly sexually harassed a woman who worked for a potential Chilista vendor. The woman reported it to CEO Andrew Guy in August 2017. Chilista's employee policy requires leadership to respond immediately to allegations like this. But Fortier says nothing happened. The woman reported the harassment again a few weeks later, this time to Chilista's HR department, and Chilista promptly launched an internal investigation. But Fortier says a few members of Chilista's middle management were concerned about Andrew Guy's failure to respond to the woman's first complaint. Don says that they approached him with their concerns.
There are specific provisions within the employee handbook which allow employees to come directly to the chairman of the board if there is an issue that involves the president.
Don says that he did not interfere with Chilista's internal investigation, like the board claims, or give employees directives that he shouldn't have. The investigation wrapped up in November 2017, and Fortier says the corporation found their employee had, in fact, repeatedly sexually harassed the woman. They quickly fired him. Towards the end of November, Don organized a board meeting of his own to discuss CEO Andrew Guy's lack of action on the woman's complaints. That meeting is at the center of the board's allegations that Don threatened Guy. His attorney Fortier said that never happened. Instead, he says Don contacted Guy before the meeting on the advice of two different attorneys he'd consulted. A few of the employees who had originally talked to Don about the lack of response from the CEO to the initial complaint, they were worried about getting fired.
What he really did was simply tell Andrew to maintain the status quo.
Was he telling Andrew basically don't retaliate against any of the employees who told me about this?
Or you think may have told me about it, right?
Over the next few months, Don said he started noticing tension amongst his fellow board members. Then Chilista's governance committee unanimously decided that Don had reneged on his duties as a board member. The board narrowly voted, 6-5, to remove him from his chairmanship last month. They recommended he resign. Don's attorney, Sam Fortier, claims these attempts to push Wayne Don out are entirely political and made by board members allied with Andrew Guy.
Wayne has been crucified in order to try to maintain, you know, a sense of dignity and order within Chilista. Wayne did everything you're supposed to do in compliance with your fiduciary duties and more. And this is what he gets for it.
This wouldn't be the first time Chilista's leadership was shaken by sexual harassment allegations. In 2016, a former Chilista employee filed a lawsuit against both Chilista and its former CEO, Matthew Nicolai, who she accused of sexually harassing her. Chilista fired Nicolai for this behavior in 2010. In an interview with KYUK, Chilista spokesperson Tom Leonard said he had no knowledge of the specific allegations against Don or of Don's version of the story. The corporation also released a statement yesterday afternoon which reiterated claims that Don had acted improperly and implied he may not be telling the truth about what happened. It says board members, quote, shall not knowingly disseminate false or misleading information. Despite the public censure and controversy, Wayne Dawn still refuses to resign from Calista's board.
I continue to try to serve the best I can. I have to try to put this particular issue behind for the organization's benefit and for the shareholders' benefit, and focus on the positive things that, you know, we're charged with doing.
He says he hopes to continue to serve the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to the best of his ability. He is up for re-election by Calista's shareholders in 2019. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.